One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is 4 Network.
Here we go, and we're going. Hello, and... Oh, fuck off.
Yeah,
go.
Hey, but to the pilot, I'm to the pilot, I'm to the pilot, I'm to...
Can we start this podcast? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Can you like, put the water down? Right, can we start?
Go.
3, 2, 1. It's the Football Dad Podcast with Ewan and... What is
Turn
it? Why are you...
Levels too loud, mate.
Too loud. Are we ready?
Okay. There you go.
You're biting your nails.
I know.
You don't need to bite your nails. You're on a podcast.
Well, that means I can't bite my nails because they can't see me.
Hey, can we just get this started?
Let's go then.
Credo is the daft of the Football Daft Podcast.
Is that a good story? Is that a good story?
I've got an encyclopedia brain.
He's got a day man nothing.
Fuck's sake! What are you, a fucking hooligan?
This is Football Daft.
You're a Rangers man. I'm a Hearts man.
With Ewan Cameron.
I work for Showtime and ESPN.
And...
It's the Football Daft Podcast with Ewan and Grado. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. Hello there, Grado.
All right, mate.
We've got producer John.
Hello.
He's in the corner. What a show we've got for you today. Who Are You is back again. We've got a fantastic mystery guest that Grado knows.
Right.
You know very well.
Sound.
And I think you will be very happy with our mystery guest.
All right, I do.
Because the last couple of weeks you've been like, oh, I love that guy. Oh,
right,
love
you think I'm kidding on?
No, because sometimes I think you might be pretending.
All right, aye.
I think the day you'll be genuinely aye, happy. Okay. Also on the show today, the stars of the hugely popular show that's touring Scotland right now, singing I'm Noah Billy, He's a Tim, part two. We've got Chris Taylor, and we've also got Neil Bratchpiece on the show. And Neil Bratchpiece, better known as the Wee Man in the comedy circuit. They'll both be in the studio. We're also going to speak to a Hearts fan and a Hibs fan who we spoke to last week about the Edinburgh Derby. Good result for the Jambos.
Oh, you must be a happy bunny.
I'm a happy bunny. I can't wait to speak to that Hibs fan, Dave, from the Hibs Talk podcast. I don't know if you'll pick up the phone right now. Hi, if he answers. Anyway, so before we go any further and we get to your rant, which I'm pretty sure I know what it's about because you've been tweeting about it the last few days, but before we get to that, Mr. Grado, I hope you don't mind me dropping you in it. I remember a couple of weeks ago when Tam Cowan was here.
Aye.
And you were waiting on a phone call mm-hmm. about an audition yeah. That you did for an ITV drama.
Yeah.
Can I... Well, I'm just going to tell everyone, you got the part.
Ah, I got the part, man.
You got the part, and you went down and you filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Round of applause for Grado. I mean, I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, thanks very much. I know
you can't say too much about the ITV drama.
Nah.
I know, we can say the programme you're
nah,
in.
No, don't.
Can we not even mention what the name
nah,
of it is?
Don't.
Say nothing?
No,
I'm But it's filmed, it. Done, in the can.
No, I'm getting back down for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you've still got more filming to do?
Aye, aye.
Oh, right. How's it going so far?
It's good, man. Nice folk on it. It's good. It's good to go down to London and all that. Hang about. Watched the football last Thursday night in the hotel. As I say, I had my headphones on, and I think that the couple next to me, I think that they thought that I was either English or I wouldn't be able to pick up Scottish. And I was sitting in the comfy chairs, and they were looking for a seat in a hotel. And they were going, "We need to wait till that cunt goes to his bed so we can get his seat." I was like, "I can hear yous. Are you Scottish?" I was like, "I'll not be long." There's those 10 minutes left of the football. that cunt goes to his bed so we can get his seat. I pissed myself.
Can you do your accent from your TV show, Grado?
No.
Because you're no Scottish in the TV show, are you?
No.
What, I mean, you're playing an Englishman.
Well, yeah, I'm playing somewhere from up north in England, so yeah, and I had to hurry back down to, well, up, should I say, to get back to record Football Daft. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I got part, so yeah, I like it.
So when are you heading back down, mate?
I can't tell you, I can't disclose the dates.
Right, but you're heading back down?
Aye.
More filming?
Yes.
Yeah, so how long did it take you to get that accent just right?
Well, what I did were... text me mate on WhatsApp. I gave him lines and I says, how do you say this in that accent? And he texts me exactly what it was. So then I could read it back and then I managed to input it and put it in there. And that's how I've been working to try and get the accent nailed for this ITV drama.
And who did you watch or who you inspired?
Fred Elliott. I say Ashley. I have a gin and tonic for the lady on my right and one for yourself. And if you're looking for some blood sausage... Alberts and Wall Street. Just mention my name.
It's now time for Strip for Grado. What does this mean? We want you sending your strips so that Grado can collect them and put them on our walls here in our little studio. And we've got a nice wee collection of strips behind you, Grado. Mm-hmm. What have you got now today?
Oh, this one I think trumps a lot. This week's comes for Ian Dingwall for Airdrie, and he's part of the UK All Diabetic Futsal Team. What's that? Futsal? What's that?
It's a Brazilian thing.
Oh. Right. Well, it was set up in 2018 to compete in Europe as part of the diabetes football community. So Dingy has been training with him for a while and was actually the first Scottish player to be selected for the team when he competed at the Dia Euro Futsal Championship in Kiev in July. So they're trying to get more Scottish people with diabetes involved and are looking to set up their own Scottish team so that they can have a home nations tournament soon. So for more information, you want to get involved, check them out on Facebook, and it's TSFC Scotland. So I'm taking as basically aimed that it's got diabetes out there that's listening to the show, and they want to get a game of football, then there's a place that you can go to tease.
What do you think of that strip?
What do you think?
Well, he says this strip trumps them all. I wonder why that would be, Grado. Why would this strip trump any other strip you've received so far?
Oh, you tell me.
It's got a Union Jack on the front. thank you so much for sending in that strip. Who's it for again, Grado?
Ian Dingwall. Cheers, Ding.
Cheers, Dingy. Much Dingy. Appreciate that, mate, and all the best. Thanks for the strip.
Aye, and if you do want to send in a wee strip for us, you know what to do. Go on at Football Daft Pod on Twitter, or you can get us on Facebook. And if you message there, you can be able to acquire the details and send in your strips, and we'll get it in this studio because we're building a wee man cave here that's looking quite nifty, man, isn't it, Taylor?
Grado's Rant. It's now time for Grado's Rant. I've got a sneaky wee feeling what this might be about because you've been tweeting about it for the last couple of days. Grado, what is on your mind today?
First of all, my condolences go there to everybody involved with the demise of Thomas Cook. The staff, the pilots, the folk and the travel agents. I feel sorry for the Wains, but I'm supposed to be turning up to go on their holidays and getting told they can't go. Doug Boys here booked a fucking Thomas Cook flight, didn't I?
When?
Thursday. Last Thursday.
What?
Aye.
All the chat was about...
Well, it started on Wednesday and I thought, there's no way this is going to happen. And so I got a good flight to Cyprus in October and I booked it. And obviously, Dafty here is obviously, do you know what I mean? Raging.
Right. So all the talk all week was that they needed £200 million.
I didn't see that at first. Did you see they were in a bit of bother? I didn't know it was £200 million. I would honestly.
So what's your rant?
Fucking Jet2 putting the prices up. I think it's disgusting.
Oh, your target is Jet2.
My target is Jet2 and every other airline that's decided no. You know, there was a flight yesterday morning that was at £203 for the exact same flight. I said, will I know? Later on that night, it turned to £500. I think that's disgusting. Cashing in on folks' misery. There's families out there that are trying to sort something out, trying to get alternative flights. Jet2 are sending out emails going, oh, hey, come with us, book with us in confidence. That is an absolute disgrace. Stick your Jet2, your everybody else that's done that, right up your farter. They will not be getting any of my business because there have been so many people affected by this. Wains, staff, travel agents, and this is just rubbing salt in the wounds, and I think it's absolutely disgusting. I also think the government, and I've ken nothing about politics, right? I don't want to get involved in politics, but I really think an old traditional... company like Thomas Cook should have been saved because they're going to spend millions on getting all these folk that are abroad stuck. The knock-on effect to this is going to cost millions and millions and millions and millions. I know that it's their own fault for getting there in the first place, but I think something should be done. It was a sad sight yesterday morning as I flew in from Gatwick Airport into Glasgow, and I saw all the Thomas Cook planes on the parked away with snowplows on them in case somebody jumped in and bumped one. Right? No, because that's honestly what it was. Because I come off and I says, what's the deal with the snowplows? She went, that's in case somebody steals them. Do you know what I mean? In case one of the pilots has got the keys to it and goes, fuck this, I'm off, I'm taking it. You know what I mean? Because that could happen, you
so
don't know.
So you're pissed off with other airlines who took advantage
aye.
Of people's situation.
This would have been a nice situation to go, look, guys, here, everybody affected. Let's kind of, you know, here's some fair prices, but instead they've trebled the prices, and for that you should all hang your head in shames. I'm absolutely disgusted, and for that reason, I'm out. Sorry, I've just been watching a lot of Dragon's Den.
It's a Football Daft podcast with Ewan and Grado.
You don't always need to say it's a Football Daft podcast. Folk know what they're listening to.
People are fast-forwarding.
But they're still listening to the same thing, mate. You're no in a motor listening to a radio show. You need to get that out of your head. Don't need to keep saying that, mate. Just go on with the next point, right?
I want this bit edited out, by the way. Because
no, you don't. No, don't. Don't edit it out.
You're chastising me. On the show.
Am I?
You are.
It's because you're still in that. You're not Clyde 2.
Mate, listen.
You're not Clyde 2.
Right, well, here's the thing, right?
Right, go.
Right. Why did Coca-Cola keep turning up on telly? Why did Coca-Cola keep turning up on the radio? Right? It's because it's brand awareness. When I say Football Daft, it's brand awareness. It's to get it into people's memories, into their psyche. This is Football Daft. You only want me to mention it once? People may be listening, forget who we are. This is Football Daft. You fucking like it or lump it, I like it and I'm going to keep saying it.
Fucking me and you outside now.
Right, let's go.
Let's
look back at some of the results from the weekend there. Grady, just give us your thoughts on these games. Livingston 0, Aberdeen 2. Couple of goals for Aberdeen. Andrew Considine and Sam Cosgrove with a late penalty, giving Aberdeen a much-needed victory away to Livingston on that shitey plastic pitch. Thoughts?
Well, we play Livingston. But by this time, it's probably been done because it comes in Thursday. So hopefully, Rangers have won that game. I didn't really think anything else that to know Aberdeen lose.
Johnny, are you still pissed off with me because I had a wee pop at you there?
No, I'm just trying to think what I have to say about Livingston getting better at him.
I just need one line.
Right, let me think.
Give a line for Livingston Aberdeen. Aberdeen winning 2-0. What's your line?
Tony Macaroni. I love you. Tony Macaroni. Gonna have it for my tea.
Because that's where Livingston play their games.
The spaghetti had, as they call it.
The spaghetti had.
You never heard that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, no.
Motherwell 1, Ross County 2. St Mirren 0, Hamilton 0. St Johnstone 0, Rangers 4.
Bad first half, good second half.
Celtic 3, Kilmarnock 1.
Got hard on when Kelly were up 1-0 and
Hibs 1 Hearts 2.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, mate. Talking points in Scottish football. There's only one big talking point. Gary Caldwell got the heave ho at Partick Thistle. And Ian McCall has walked out on air, who are top of the table, or who were top of the table until Dundee United got a late win against Arbroath. So Ian McCall has left Ayr to take over at Partick Thistle, and he's brought back Alan Archibald.
That's bizarre after he's left, a year coming back. It's weird, isn't it? Like, how does that work in terms of...
It's a good team, though.
What do you mean? What?
As a management team, good coaching team.
How do you know that?
Well, Ian McCall...
So was Archibald his second when Ian McCall was at Partick?
Yes.
Right, okay, yes. Right. What's Archibald done for the year? Picked his hoop.
And that's the big talking points of Scottish football. It's a Football Daft podcast with Ewan and Grado. Big weekend of Scottish football with Hearts taking on Hibs at Easter Road. And I'll be honest with you, I went into the game with a bit of apprehension. I didn't think that Hearts would get the victory. I thought, at best, we might scrape a draw. But there you go. Young Aaron Hickey, aged 17 years of age, pops up with a winning goal for a 2-1 victory after being 1-0 down. And last week we spoke to a couple of fans, and we've got the Hearts fan standing by. Hello there, Ross.
All right, Ewan. All right, Grado.
How you doing, my man? You happy, Jamba?
I'm a bit in between at the minute. I'm not sure how this is how this is panning out, because I've never really had this before. Every time we've had a derby win, I've always been kind of over the moon and dead excited about what's coming. And now I'm just a wee bit, are we in for another letdown? Is this just going to be a high followed by another couple of lows? But when Hickey put that ball in the back of the net, I was in that much shock, I never moved.
Right.
And I didn't think I moved until after I'd seen it about four times.
It was a sensational strike from the young lad. And on the basis of the second half performance, when Hearts got the equaliser, there was only going to be one winner. We were winning that game, Ross. There was no doubt about it. Hips were shell shocked. They were
the
gone.
The behind the goal was enough to say.
Aye, did you see that? The policeman. he put his horn up, then he shot himself, realised where he was, and kept walking.
Oh, shit, I'm working, and I've got to behave.
So Ross, last week you were saying that you would take a defeat to Hibs, and you'd probably welcome a defeat to Hibs just to get rid of Craig Levein. That's not happened now, Ross. What's your thinking now?
Well, I mean, now Craig's no for leaving.
See what you've done there, Ewan.
I think it's kind of said in the paper Saturday or Sunday that if he got to fourth, he would be in a position where he would happily walk away. And after that win on Sunday, we're now eighth. So technically, we've only got one game. If we win that one game, we might get rid of him. But I think it'll only be for him to go up the stairs. I don't think it's going to kind of
leave the club.
Aye.
So are you a happy Jambo, or is there still a wee bit of a sour taste in the mouth because Craig Levein is still the manager, because you believe he's not the man to take us forward?
In respect to winning the game, I'm a happy Jambo, because we've put them back in their wee box. They're all quiet again.
Mm-hmm.
They're back where they belong. In reflection to having him as the manager, no.
So your opinion hasn't changed on Levein?
No, really, because, I mean, the evidence for the first half wasn't giving me any kind of hope for any future games.
Ek Piazza was on the radio and he said, basically, look, it's no Levein's fault, it's our fault, we've not played for the team.
Of course he's going to say, you're never going to shout your manager out in public, are you? You're never going to have a pop at the manager in public.
Good point.
That comes when the manager leaves. So, Ross, before we let you go...
Mm-hmm.
Craig Levein, he's still in the job. You're not happy with that. Delighted that Hearts beat Hibs on Sunday. You put them back in their wee box. Fantastic. Good with that. What are you thinking going forward? Where do you think we'll ultimately finish under Craig Levein? Because, as you say, he's going nowhere.
I think at a push, we're going to be seventh.
And without Levein?
Fourth.
So Levein fourth still needs top to go?
I'd like to see him go. I think he's lasted his kind of course. He's not got the staying power. He's too sporadic. A win in a derby is all right, and it's all very well and good. However,
covers the cracks.
Aye, it covers the cracks, basically. And you can't cover the cracks any bigger than beating your biggest rivals, can you? I mean,
So that's your thoughts on Hearts. Before I let you go, we've clearly got you on FaceTime for those of you who are not watching this on YouTube or listening to the podcast, so we can see Ross, and he's wandering about. And I don't know where you're wandering about, but you're an Edinburgh boy wandering about where?
Clydebank.
Why are you wandering Clydebank? Because that's where I work with Radio Clyde.
Because my wife decided that she wanted to stay closer to her mother.
Is that the mother?
Is that the mother?
I know where you're
at. Ross, give my best to your family, mate. I'm no doubt we'll speak to you again throughout the course of the season.
I will do. I've got a wee idea for a feature that you could use, though.
Right, go on, then. What have you got?
See how you had Bobby for Scott Squad in last week?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
You could get him to go around all the weird kind of grounds, and your feature could be, where's the Bobby?
That's a good one.
I like that.
Aye.
Yeah. Like
and then
that.
We guess, so it's like the Who Are You? It's at which stadium is it?
Aye.
Aye.
Where's the Bobby?
Where's the Bobby?
Love it.
I like that.
Right, starting soon. Yeah. Cheers for that, Biggin.
Cheers, Ross.
I'm looking for that.
Hey, Ross, keep my best to the family. Lovely talking
aye
to you all.
See you later,
Ross.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Cheers.
Hey, Trips, we've just spoke to Ross, a Jambo fan, very, very happy. We're now speaking to a guy that might not be as happy as what Ross was. We are speaking to Dave, who was on last week. Great guest. He's the podcaster of Hibs Talk.
Hibs Talk Podcast.
Hibs Talk Podcast. So, Dave, your face is tripping you. Can you explain why?
My face is always tricking me, to be fair. But that was murder, wasn't it?
Well, especially absolutely. After you go...
Look at him, happy Yunus. Look at him.
Well, can you blame him, mate? I mean, come on, there's nothing worse, especially in a derby game when you go 1-0 up and then you not only throw away fucking 2 points, the full three. You must be scunnered, son.
I wasn't very chuffed, no. But it was the weirdest thing. Like, when we went 1-0 up, we all started singing, like, you're getting sacked in the morning to Craig Levine. Every single one of them, to a man, the Hearts fans all joined in.
That's
and
funny.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced at a game of football. It was brilliant. Then it flipped completely. Like, then you started singing it to us, and then we all joined in. It was
so the
bizarre.
Full stadium sang that. That's brilliant.
The whole stadium sang it to base managers at two separate points.
So it's the only time that Hibs and Hearts have been united as one.
It did feel weird. It was like, I think we both felt sorry for each other.
Now, let's look back at the game, the glorious game at East Road that Hearts won by 2-1. You come out in the second half and Stevie Mallon does what he has done so often playing for Hibs. I think that's 11 goals that he scored of his 14 outside the box. Stunning strike. You can't take it away from the boy. And it was a goal to win any game. But then what happens, Dave? What can go wrong for Hibs after you score that goal?
We just sat off. We just let you get back in the game. And I compared it to like a boxing match. Like when you hit somebody with a blow in boxing, you didn't just stun after them. If they're on the ropes, you keep going at them. But we didn't. We let you get back into the game. And Levine just completely outclassed Heckenbottom, which is concerning tactically. Just completely outclassed us.
I mean, here we are on a Tuesday recording the podcast and you still look as and sound as miserable as you did when we spoke to you last week ahead of the game.
Cheers.
What happens now?
My mates were like, oh, what are you going to say in that? And I was like, I have nothing. I'm just going to go on and take a scalping and then come back off and get back to work.
Well, Dave, I mean, you look mighty upset. Is there anything that Grado can do for you to cheer you up? Because he does have a pretty good voice. Is there a song or is there something he can do for you to cheer you up? Put a wee smile on your face, Dave.
He can do Ian Crocker, the cup final.
It's
when we won the cup
final. Don't David Gray's header against Rangers in the cup final.
And there comes, and there's David Gray is pulling header into the back of the net. That is sensational. Hibs are on route to the first trophy since 1902. That no good, no?
Dave?
That'll do. He's paraphrased a wee bit.
But by the way, did you notice that Ian Crocker has been getting tweeted all weekend because of the amount of times he was saying Derby Day and thought we're going, you fucking sound more like Grado than you sound more like yourself.
So for you, is the season up? Is that done for
well,
you?
Well, they're not going to win the league, are they?
No. But I mean, in regards to what your hopes and ambitions were in the summer, is that your season done? Is that it gone?
A cup run. That's all we can do. And I'm going to Kilmarnock tomorrow night, and I've absolutely no idea why I'm going. Probably a pie and an Empire biscuit. Empire biscuits are apparently decent. So.
Are they? Oh, because it'll be Brownings, isn't it? Brownings Empire biscuits. I did that. I get an Empire biscuit, son.
So Dave, from the Hibs Talk podcast, it was brave of you to take the call today because I didn't think you'd pick up the phone. So it's been nice to talk to you and get it right fucking up you.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, David. Thank you, pal. Bye-bye.
Can you see me? Oh, here.
Right, we go to John. All right. Right, cool. Oh, it's the big man here. The Ayrshire Hulk Hogan. The top end Triple H. Stevenson, Steve Austin with a quick plug. You didn't let me do this on air, but I found a wee way to get it added on into the episode. No bother. Friday.
Give me a hell yeah.
Wrestling fans, on the 5th of October, Grado's Big Family Wrestling Bash returns to the Pavilion Theatre, Glasgow at 2:30 p.m. It's a guaranteed perfect day out for all the family. High flying, on the edge of your seat entertainment with the very best wrestlers for the UK and beyond. The first show in May was a cracker, but I'm telling you, the 5th of October, with the surprises in store, this will be half the scale. So get your tickets now at www.pavilionthea.co.uk. And hey, don't tell you, right?
positives or something like that.
And we'll see you all ringside.
What?
It's the Football Daft Podcast with Ewan and Grado, and we're delighted to have with us, live in the studio with us today, two of my favourite people that I've known for such a long time. And I'm surprised that one of them has sat here with me today involved in a football show that he's touring Scotland with because he fucking can't stand football. And we've got Neil Bratchpiece, one of the worst names ever in the world of show business.
What the fuck?
And we've got thanks, Ewan, one of the worst faces in show business. Well, I'll see how you went on the radio.
And we've got Chris Taylor as well, who are from Singing I'm No A Billy. He's a Tim 2, the sequel. Good to have you in with us, guys. For those of you who are wondering who Neil Bratchpiece is, you might know him better as the Wee Man. And I'm no surprise you've changed your name to the Wee Man, because Bratchpiece is some name, by the way.
Yep. It's just, I think I'm the first person in show business to kind of hide their Jewishness by making up a stage name. I've not looked into it, but I'm pretty sure I'm quite unique in that way. Like.
Are you Jew?
He's a Jew. He's Jewish. He's Jewish.
You're asking if I'm Jewish. You just went, are you Jew? I feel I'm watching The Great Escape or something. What's happening?
I didn't realise you were Jewish.
I'm Jewish. Jewish, that's the right way to say it.
Aye, but it's the age-old saying, you know, are you a proddy Jew or are you a Catholic Jew?
You're joking, but you did ask me that one.
Did I? It does not surprise me.
Grado actually ask you that question.
He did.
And what was your answer?
I'm a proddy Jew.
Before we get to Chris, because Chris has got quite a boring name in Chris Taylor, but you're Neil Bratchpiece. And when I first met you, I struggled to announce you when I was interviewing you on the telly. I didn't know how to say that name. Right. Have you found that throughout your career when you're being announced on stage doing stand-up or yeah. that people struggle with your name?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a reason I call myself the Wee Man, which is easy to say and remember and spell. Like, it was a wee while ago, actually, I was hosting a gig up north somewhere, like Arbroath or something like that. And the poor lass who went on stage, I think we had a note in my name and said, please welcome to the stage, Neil Ringpiece. So I just called myself Neil Ringpiece for the rest of the night.
Should you get there now?
Yeah, exactly. That's my S&M name. That's for the dark web. That's what my name is there.
This is a Football Daft podcast, and it's weird having somebody on the programme who hates football with an absolute passion.
That's not true, man.
Well, it's true. It's very true, and we'll get to that in just a second, but we're going to say hello to Chris Taylor. Hello, Chris.
How are you doing?
You you two are working together for the sequel to I'm Singing I'm Noah Billy, He's a Tim. It's number 2. And
so
it's a completely different show to the show that I loved.
As the two shows stand alone, obviously, it carries on from the first one. The first one, that Billy and Tim, they make a bet, they're locked in prison, and they make a bet, and they talk about how you can tell if someone's a hun or a Tim. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell Grado's one. You know straight away, right? Like, you know.
Leave your blueprint right there.
No, and that's what they joke about. Because we say in it that, and it's a joke, right? It's one of the lines in it that, our Rangers fans have all got wee fat necks and all that. No.
Well, I've got a big fat neck.
So that's because you love them even more, pal.
So I'm a bigger Rangers fan than for
So they make a bet in the second one to see, they swap shirts to see who can last the longest in each other's end, all right? And somebody scores and they both get a doing. So they end up in Hampden treatment room and they're locked in there for 90 minutes. So it's similar to the first one, that they're both locked in an enclosed space.
Right.
And you've got the nurse who's from Poland, who's trying to keep them to shut the fuck up all the time. And then you've got this ghost who appears on a mission for God, and he's got to get two bigots to give up sectarianism, or the guy that's been stabbed outside the ground dies. Right?
So, great story. Good fun.
And as soon as we find out somebody's been stabbed, the first thing Billy and Tim say at the same time is, "What side?" And it's like, why the fuck should that matter?
Yeah,
why should that even matter? So that is a big message. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever been involved with. It's just farce. But then right at the end, we smash you with a punch in the heart.
And really?
We've had standing ovations every night. We've had grown. We were in Bathgate, right? And I looked down, and there's this big guy, and Ulster tattoos, the lot, shaved head, laughing in the front row, and we're doing this really emotional bit, and I'm thinking, I'm fucking raging at that. And then I looked closer. He was sobbing.
Really?
He was actually sobbing into his shirt, crying, aye. So there's a lot of the folk come after it and say, oh, we're just a 90-minute bigot. And all that, and it's opening a lot of eyes. I mean, it's never going to fucking save cures sectarianism or anything like that, but it gets folk thinking.
But it gets people talking.
And
that's what I've heard. I've yet to see the show, but what I've heard is it's got people talking.
Aye.
And because there is a message in amongst the comedy, and there is, as you say, that big punch that kind of gets you towards the end of the show.
It really does. It makes you kind of have a look at yourself, even doing it. Do you know what I mean? Because we're all...
Night after night when you do it, do you still feel it?
You still feel it. It's the most amazing feeling coming off and people coming up after you and cuddling you and seeing Rangers and Celtic fans kind of having a go at each other at the start, some banter, but then leaving, chatting away to each other.
Yeah.
That is, it's an amazing...
Do you ever need to go, right, calm down?
We had one night at a theatre, right? And I'll no mention the theatre, right? But it was the outskirts of Glasgow and Neil's coming on. I'll let you tell him what you said, but first act was amazing. Boom. You know, what is it you call it in wrestling? You feel the heat.
Right, good.
Oh, amazing, mate. So... we went off the interval buzzing, came back on, and then you just hear a wee bit of...
Something's going on,
but then it got bigger and bigger. Neil's doing this monologue, so Neil... we couldn't get through the show, and the audience were getting around, so Neil...
I had to turn into this wee group and go, fuck up, a monologue in here! It's no Hamlet, but you still need to listen, you cunt!
So then everyone's clapping, and then it went quiet, and then again it kicked off, but then this guy eventually gets kicked out. And what had happened was, apparently, they were loving the show, it was nothing to do with the footpa. Some guy's trying to get back into his seat in the interval, he spilt a tiny bit of his drink on this lassie's new top, right? Primark top, right? So she starts nipping at him, and he's like, going to shut the fuck up, there's a show on, but she won't shut up. So he's went through to the bar, and he's got a full pint, he sat down and went, there, fucking moan about that. And
really?
Chucked it all over her.
Aye, so then she's launched it. So then we just crack on, but I was so proud, man, the cast just cracked on with it.
That could happen anywhere, do you know what I mean? That could happen at Hamlet. You know what I mean?
It could. It's nothing to do with the football. It was just to do with...
just people having a good time, maybe too much a drink.
Saturday night.
And Neil, you are not a football fan, as I've already alluded to. You can't stand football. The first thing you said to me when we got in here to do the podcast was, don't ask me about football. I'm no interested in football. But here you are involved in what is...
football. I'm not a football fan, but I wouldn't say like I can't stand it. I'm not one of these people that like I detest its existence or anything like that. Like,
right.
I used to be, I was a big football fan when I was a kid, and then I kind of grew it.
So you're a big football fan as a kid. Who were you a fan of?
I'm a Motherwell fan still. I was brought up in Motherwell, so I still, you know what I mean? I follow them on Twitter. That counts as a Motherwell fan. I keep up to date with them. In the league, they're fourth.
The big question is, do they follow you back?
They fucking don't. I would like to make that known that I'm quite upset.
You did a half-time draw or something like that. Come on.
They don't even ask you for the half-time draw.
No.
They don't even follow you on Twitter. That's a disgrace.
Yes, I do.
I think it's time to go to Hamilton. New Hamilton Park.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't know that they're rivals, eh?
I know that much.
Who's the manager at Motherwell just now?
Oh, that'll be your... that's Alex Ferguson.
Close.
Name, isn't it?
I'll tell you who it is.
Jonathan
right?
Watson plays him in that thing. With
it's the name of a diluting juice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big Jose Quiroga. Okay, and he's done well, by the way. See with the young team that's coming up, big Quiroga, man. Some say he's too orangey for clothes, but I disagree, man.
But you know they're the last time they won a cup?
I was there at 1991.
Well done!
Was Cooper still playing with Mother? Was he playing at that time? No.
I think he was. 3-2 against Dundee.
Are you
United.
Educating Grace on football?
I know. Motherwell up to about 1992 or 3, I can tell you
really?
Stuff.
Aye.
When wow. I think there's a Tommy Coyne and that, I was a
fan. There you
man.
Go.
Oh, hey, do you know what? See, now, when I was in 1995, when I went with my mum and dad to Magaluf and Hotel Samos, the Motherwell players were there on their holidays. So I was with Willie Faulkner, Brian Martin put me in the pool, Owen Coyle was there.
Brian Martin put you in the pool?
Flung me in the pool.
You in the pool?
Were you Denny's nothing?
What?
Were you Denny's nothing?
Of course.
How old were you?
I was about 8, man.
And he chucked you in the pool?
I was as big as I was. But I'm all new. You know what I mean?
But it's picking up an 8-year-old stranger and throwing you in the pool.
When you think about it.
You think about it, aye. Bit off. So I'm surprised at your knowledge of Motherwell. So kudos to you, my friend.
Thanks.
And there is a message to Motherwell Football Club or anyone from Motherwell who listens to this show. Go and follow the wee man.
That wee man, at that wee man on Twitter.
At that wee man on Twitter.
At halftime draw.
Halftime draw, aye.
Or even like film something with the players to G them up.
I'll let you be the mascot for 1 week only.
Aye. Who is the mascot, Motherwell? Can you tell us that? Is it fucking Amber the fucking Amber the traffic light or something like that?
Amber the traffic light.
Claret the bottle of tonic.
So we now know. I mean, you have you played football, Neil?
I played once in the last 20 years. I've had one match, and it was a charity football match a few months ago at Airdrie.
I'm raging at that. By the way,
you could have got it one this year, Chris. You probably could have, because I mean,
because everyone was shite. You mean?
Aye. How did you play, Neil?
Oh, it was shocking. I think I was on the park for 15 minutes, and that was 15 minutes too long. I got nutmegged by Shell Suit Bob. Although, I had a wee 1-2 with Neil Lennon. And
that's nice.
That was the one thing I could do.
So Lenny passed to you, and you passed it back right away, and then...
Aye, that's how we 1-2. Even I know that much about football.
Well, then I'm going to tell what a 1-2 is, fuck's sake. Okay. No, but see, when you think about it, you think if Celtic fans would love
that's
that.
That's a lot of folks' dreams. I know. I was just shiting myself. I'm going to tip on this thing.
I always say in these charity games, get me on 10 minutes. Let me, because obviously we've spoken about this before on the podcast. People take it too serious.
And you want to wrestle people to the pitch.
No, that's the thing. They always want me to do that. And I know, and I'm saying no. They always pull me aside and goes, any chance you can like choke slam the ref? I'm like, no.
That sounds like an Ibrox team talk.
Right, so now know that Neil, Motherwell fan up until 1992, right? And then it stops because he knows nothing about the club now. Let's move on to Chris, who you kind of hinted at earlier that you grew up as a Rangers fan, or you were a Rangers fan?
Well, my whole family, so I'm obviously Protestant, went to a Protestant school, and brought up just loving football. My dad was an Air United fan. All my uncle Andy, my cousins Mark and Andy, they were massive Rangers fans. So I loved watching football, so I'd go to Air United. I've never been to Ibrox to watch a game, but my family watching. I remember watching Mark Haley scoring against Marseille with that diving header. Mm-hmm. Back in the European Cup games when they were playing like Marseille, AC Milan and...
Leeds and all that.
Leeds. So, and that was when I first realised that I loved football. Mm-hmm. So I would always, at family gatherings, they would always be watching Rangers and that. And I'd never really kind of said either way. So I was always getting pelters for it. So it was just one day and I changed. Not changed, but I just said I'm Celtic. I read up in all the history and I loved it. I like being different.
Game? Was it not a game you went
to? We'd watched the game.
Like, I mean, and, in person?
I looked up in the history first and then I went to a game. I can't even mind who we were playing. And that was it. And ever since, I've just been kind of hooked. And I get pelters for it all the time. Do you know what I mean? I was a Celtic supporting prod. Do you know what I mean? So growing up, it was quite... And he said, tough. I like being different. I like taking the pelters. A bit like yourself, mate.
Aye. Do you like putting you don't the like for it? Taking the pelters.
Right, okay.
He doesn't like taking pelters.
Do you know this?
I spat the dummy.
We fell out for about 2 days during panel last year.
Massively.
Because Rangers beat Celtic.
Right, so.
Proper spat the dummy. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. He eventually goes back because Celtic eventually won the league. Aye. And we will, we'd signed, we think we won.
It was the Defoe.
We signed Defoe. And he was slamming doors.
In my defence.
And we were like, Chris, calm down. Oh, we're still winning the league. We're still winning. Fuck these. We've got texts. Why not?
He was
like, it was bordering on personal insults.
It was, aye. It was bordering on. So I went out the theatre.
Was it tension within the dressing rooms?
Oh, mega.
So what had happened was, and I knew it was going to happen, we'd been beating them quite, as you can say, convincingly.
It was 12 games.
Up until then, right? And then I thought, the first time they're going to beat us, I guarantee it's going to be Stevie Purden and Grado, two of the most well-known Rangers fans. And I can't handle it if we lose and they're there. So I'm coming off, right? I'm coming off stage. They've been watching.
Because we still didn't know the
I didn't know the score, right? I had to go on. And I'm coming off, they know the result, and I'm coming off, and Grado and Stevie Purden's dressed as birds, right? You know that. Get out. And then just come on, hello, boys and girls. And I'm doing the dressing room, but that wasn't when I snapped. That was close. They signed Defoe, and obviously at the time I was in my head going, what a signing. But I wasn't going to tell him that. So I'm like, he's too old, mate. And they're like, too fucking old. So, you know what they're like? The two of them up at me. Do you know what I mean? It was a nightmare. So I snapped, and he's sending me texts going, your tears are as sweet as Manuka honey.
I don't remember that, but that's brilliant. Because we all use Manuka honey at panel for my throat.
I was borderline, but it's all fun and games.
That's just what it's all about, do you know what I mean?
It's about the banner at the end of the day, isn't it?
That's it, exactly.
And you leave at the door after a couple of days.
That's it.
Yeah, after a couple of days, we're back fucking...
couple of months for it.
So, I mean, because Neil, who sat in the middle of you two, and there's a reason for that, because you two fucking fall out all the time. Neil is a neutral in this debate when it comes to Celtic and Rangers, and it is a two-horse race for the championship. Who do you think will win the title with your footballing knowledge of the season?
That's interesting. I think Kiora's done so well with that reserve squad. Bring them up. I can't count against him. You know what I mean?
We know it's not Motherwell that's winning the league, and I know you're trying to remain neutral here, but it's a two-horse race. Everybody knows it, and I'm telling you that's what's going to happen. It'll be a Celtic or a Rangers victory for the championship. Who is it, Neil?
Hearts, you and I.
You're just not answering the question, are you, Neil? Neil, you're not answering the question, man. I'm just going to keep fucking asking until you give me an answer.
I think towards the end of this season, Celtic and Rangers are going to solve their differences and combine into one super team, like Power Rangers.
So after watching the show?
Yeah, no, they're going to come to see Billy and Tim too, and they'll go, what's all these differences are about? And then they'll form like Voltron.
Do you know what you
at the end of the show is going to have big effect?
Exactly.
So do you know what you've just done there? You've actually made a bigger poo-poo by suggesting that Celtic and Rangers combine as one super club, leaving all their traditions and history behind, instead of choosing which one will win the league.
Yeah, totally. They're just going to kind of combine blue and green and mix into a nice earthy brown. Telling you, I have solved hundreds of years of sectarianism right in this podcast today. So, I can't believe nobody's ever thought of it.
Basically, you're saying...
It took a non-football fan to come in and think about
it. So what you're suggesting here today, Neil, is that Celtic and Rangers, at the end of the season, should come together as one football club, combine blue and green together to make an earthy brown, so they're going to be running around in a strip that looks like shit, and they're a super club.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just I think it's daft.
Are you hearing what you're saying?
I think it's silly, all this, like, Protestant versus Catholic king. When are folk going to accept that you aren't as good as Jews?
And you know what? I think we might just end that right there.
Perfect.
Before we go, guys, I need to see your show, and I know we'll be back on the road again. But you've only got 5 shows to go. Where are you performing
five
again?
5 shows we are performing with.
So remember, this is Thursday.
It's good out on Thursday. So we will be on Thursday. We'll be in Arbroath. On Friday, we'll be Johnson Town Hall. And then Saturday, Sunday, East Kilbride Village Theatre. And we've got Gary Morrison as Billy and Zosha Zakolowicz as the nurse, because I know you didn't want to say that name off the sheet.
I struggled with Bratchby's.
Neil, Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Great fun, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the show.
Cheers, guys.
It's now time for Who Knows When's, and it's the home of social betting and are changing the culture of gambling. Now, books have been taken out of the equation here, which is really good news. This is good fun. And now you can bet on sports against your mates. So you can get all your mates together and you can get involved with Who Knows When's. It's a brilliant way to rake in the cash from your pals and also get the bragging rights by getting it right up them while having a bit of banter along the way. There's no odds, no bookmakers. There's also loads to do in regards to predicting on sporting events. It doesn't have to be football, it could be anything. And there's so much more to win having a bit of banter with your pals, getting involved with your pals, and you're in charge. You're in charge at all times. Download the app now on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for more information, visit the website, which is whoknowswins.com. You then just have to set up a league and set an entry fee. So it could be a fiver, could be a tenner, could be whatever you're comfortable with.
70 grand.
70 grand. 70 grand. You're setting a fee of 70 grand.
If you're maybe if Dragon's Den...
What is it with you and Dragon's Den?
Mate, I'm binging on it. Theo Pathetis, on the other hand, has decided against a 70 grand buy-in on whoknowswins.com. You want some of my money? You want some of my money? I tell you, who knows when? You want some of my money? I'm out.
The person with the most correct predictions wins the pot of money. So if there was all of us here at the Football Daft podcast show that got involved, say there was 10 of us and I set a limit of a tenner each, winner takes all.
Yes, or we all just... collect the money together, go to Amsterdam and get one home.
You can also join preset public leagues with larger pots of money competing against players from all over the UK. So get involved now by downloading the app on Apple or Google by typing in Who Knows Wins. Easy to find on those app stores. So we're going to be setting up a wee league here at the Football Daft podcast. So let's quickly go through some of the fixtures for the weekend. Hibs Celtic.
Celtic or Pumlips.
Hamilton Livingston,
Not an H.
Kilmarnock Ross County.
Not an H.
Rangers Aberdeen.
2-0 Rangers.
St Johnstone Motherwell.
Not an H.
St Mirren Hearts.
Not an H.
For all the information you need, go to the website at whoknowswins.com. It's the Football Daft Podcast, and it's a feature that you love the most about the show. It's time to reveal to you our mystery guest today. And how this works, if you're new to the podcast, is that Grado will come into the studio and he will be blindfolded, and he needs to try and identify the mystery guest that I have brought in. And for me, the mystery guest today is probably Scotland's most famous and well-known weather presenter that this country's probably ever produced. I can't think of someone who excites so many people every single night on Report in Scotland and on the radio. It's the one and only Judith Ralston.
Oh, baby, baby, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm delighted you're here to do this.
Oh, this is fun, good fun.
But you are so well-loved and liked, and I think it's because you come across as someone, do you know what, I want to go for a drink with Judith. You know, you seem so approachable and nice and friendly. Do you get that?
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, you know, I'm kind of, I am what I am, you know.
You don't change for anyone.
No, I don't, I guess. And that's because I came into the business probably when I was older, so I was kind of secure in who I was anyway. You know, I wasn't some little young 21-year-old trying to prove myself in the world. I happened to almost kind of trip into this career, and the benefit of a career that I had before being an opera singer, where it was very important to be who you were on stage, to engage with your audience. So I kind of was very happy in my own skin when I started working in television.
You have been in Scott Squad.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Were you in a scene with Grado?
No, it wasn't. I was in with Jordan Young.
Jordan Young.
And Sarah.
Sarah, yes. Yeah.
So I was in a scene with them. And the funniest thing about the whole experience was it's unscripted. So you have an idea what the storyline is. And I turned up in the day and we're chatting away before we go onto the set, and it was quite subdued, just hiya, and I think Jordan just had a baby, so it was a bit like chat about kids. Get onto the set and they turn into their characters. And I'm still me, standing there going, right, okay, what do I do now? So, and you let the in fact, luckily I had music college background, so I had a bit of improv, you know, experience yeah. in my background. But I remember thinking, I've just got to be myself, you know, and say, excuse me, you know, I've left my car keys in the car. Any chance you could help me the way I would do it, you know, if I met a couple of policemen. And they were so funny. Honestly, he had me in stitches.
So have you met Grado before?
I have, yeah. But
so Grado knows you?
Yeah, I met him at the BBC and we've spoken and had a wee photo. And he's absolutely lovely. Warm-hearted.
This is my fear, because a couple of weeks ago we had such a well-known, recognisable voice on the show, and Ian Crocker, who does a commentary for Sky Sports on Scottish football. And Grado got our mystery guest within a couple of minutes. My fear is, because you've got such a well-known, recognisable voice from radio and from television, that he may get who you are very quickly. And Ian wasn't very good at trying to disguise his voice. I'm hoping that you, Judith, have got a way to disguise your voice so that we can play this game a wee bit longer than just 30 seconds.
Well,
have you got a few ideas up your sleeve that you could maybe try and throw him a wee bit? Put a wee spanner in the works.
Definitely. I'm quite good at accents.
Good. So can we do some accents?
Sure.
So we'll keep that for when Grado comes in. So what's going to happen here? Grado's going to come in here. We're going to blindfold him. What he's going to do first, he's going to smell you. He's okay. Are you okay for Grado to smell you?
I smell of Chanel. Thank goodness.
So by smell and by touching your hand, he's going to determine whether you're a male or a female. And he's also going to have a wee guess at how old you are. Are you okay with this?
Absolutely.
Right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go and get Grado. We're going to blindfold him and we're going to bring him into the studio, because we're about to play Who Are You with one of Scotland's premier weather presenters, probably the best ever. It's the one and only Judith Ralston. How is this going to go? Let's find out. So here we are. We're back with Who Are You on the Football Daft Podcast. Grado is now sat here with a blindfold on next to our mystery guest, who he has to try and identify. And as always with this, Grado, I know you always get a wee bit worried. It scares you a wee bit. What scares you about this feature that is really popular?
In case I offend them, in case I touch something I shouldn't.
So should we start?
Aye.
You ready? First things first, as always, Grado, you need to lean to your left
right. And
give the mystery guest a smell.
Right. Oh, man, you've washed your hair this morning. You did?
Perhaps. I may have washed it last night.
Right, so it's a Russian woman.
Don't care about the Russians.
Eastern European.
Oh, no! No, there's anything wrong with that.
1 minute.
But it's not... Hold on. Right, so... This is why I get scared. You know what I mean?
The goose flies west from Minsk.
So, what do you think? A male or female?
Female.
Definitely going with female, yeah?
Is that her boy? That's no Avon stuff, that. That's your good... VO5 plus VO5 equals 10.
So you think they use VO5 shampoo?
Oh, they're nice hands. Oh,
hands.
Lovely smooth pair of paws.
Mm-hmm. These paws can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So what are we going with, male, female? Jeez. We're going with female. How old is the female?
I see, that's when I'm feeling to be offensive. I'm
you should
I'm
be.
30s, in your 30s.
In your 30s. So you think it's a female in their 30s and from Eastern Europe?
Yes.
Now you must ask the mystery guest questions.
What'd you have for your breakfast this morning?
I had cheese and crackers.
Oh, did you put Lord Park on it?
No.
No?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise with your crackers and cheese? I try that myself. I never do that. It's always
it's an Eastern European tradition.
Oh, did it? Please say you're putting on an accent because I'm not getting any.
I might be.
Right.
So ask questions, Grado. I mean, obviously this is football.
Do you do anything to do with football?
No.
Right.
No.
Are you
high pressure.
A singer?
Ah.
Oh my God! I just got a wee feel.
I used to be a singer. I used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not an Eastern European Dolly Parton.
No.
I can feel the heat coming from some bosoms. Am I allowed to say that?
You're not wrong.
So you think that you have...
A singer with...
A singer. Boobs. A singer, right? So we've got a singer, right?
Oh, see, I'm not touching any male now.
So you think you've got a singer here?
Right, a singer. Were you in a band?
No.
Are you solo artist?
Yes, solo artist of classical type.
Oh, and what are you playing in Glasgow?
I sang opera.
What?
I sang opera.
Oh my God, I
used to sing opera.
The only opera singers I can is Pavarotti, the blind one, and the woman that sings with the blind one. Time to...
Do I give him clue?
Grado, I'm going to tell you something about our mystery guest.
Right.
This person has been in a TV show that you're in.
Glasses! She's got glasses. A woman with a telly show that's in glasses and she sings and she's Eastern Europe. Well, she's not for Eastern European. Right, you're on a telly show.
Right, she's on the telly.
What are you,
She's on the telly most nights.
Oh, newsreader.
Getting warm. More important than newsreader.
Ah. Oh. I'm getting
some high pressure coming your way, baby.
Fred Talbot. Judith Ralston.
Hey, is that your answer?
That's my answer, Judith Ralston.
It's Judith Ralston. Yeah!
Well done.
That was a good one. As soon as you said on the telly every night.
Oh! Well done,
oh, are you happy?
You're looking great. Oh, it's always good to bum into Judith Ralston, man.
Are you a fan?
What?
Are you a fan?
Very big fan of her work. Very big fan of her work.
So you two have met before.
Yes,
you
have told me that. Yeah. Always bumping each other and again, didn't we?
BBC, yeah.
We bump into each other and stuff like that.
That lovely face.
Favourite weather presenter?
Is that like Shanti?
He's fabulous. He's the new deal as well.
Hey, by the way, Andy's he's been wanting it.
I know.
He's been working out.
We could learn a few things. He's getting to his little aerobics class.
See, last time I seen him, man, he's fucking some set of arms on him and all that. He's ripped. He's ready to go, man.
Judith for me is the best on the BBC.
Oh, I would actually say she's the best woman at the BBC overall.
The best woman.
Ever.
Well, who else is there?
Gillian Smart's good.
She's my best mate.
How do you put your nights right? Say you want to go a night out. Do you go, can you do it Wednesday?
Yeah, we do.
Is that how you?
Jillian and I do a lot of that.
Is that how you do it?
Kirsty, yeah.
So did he get a schedule to start?
Yeah,
we've
got a schedule, and right. I've got three kids, I've got to juggle them and whatnot. So we'll kind of help each other out and sort of try and swap around.
That's amazing. I'd love to be. So see how? Let me ask you this: uh-huh. Do you actually need to like
Did you have to go to university? No, that day geography, no,
no,
that shit.
No, no, no. And I think that's the beauty of what I do. I think the most important.
So you don't know what you're talking about.
rain.
Well, there's not
wind,
much.
Rain,
and yeah. Do you get a buzz when there's, like, they say it's sunny? Do you go? Oh,
I do. You know, last week was fantastic. It was 25 degrees. And I was really excited to tell the nation, we've been in for a cracking few days. Let's embrace it, because we do love it when it's like that, and so we appreciate it.
What kind of shifts do you do?
Well, the last I did late shifts, I started at 1 and finished at 11.
So, right, hold on.
For the job.
So you're on for
10-hour shifts.
40 seconds. Uh-huh. What are you doing the rest of the day? Sitting on Facebook?
Tweeting. I think a lot of people wonder, they think we just rock up and read the weather.
Aye, but this is what I know, tell me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, we don't read it. We do it all from memory. So
really?
Yeah.
There no autocue? Is it always live as well?
Yes, it is.
Have you ever done anything on air that you've gotten in trouble for?
Oh, yeah.
Aye.
I fell out of shot the other day. I've got a sore knee, and I turned round, and I was standing, and it was at the end of an early shift, so I've been in since 4 that morning. This was like 20 to 2 in the afternoon, and I literally stumbled and fell out the camera shot and righted myself up and started to laugh.
Did you get to laugh?
Well, my boss questioned me on it, but she didn't give me an eye.
Well, she just gone out with you last night.
I'd been out at lunchtime. I just come back in.
I'm delighted with this one, you.
And there was Christmas Eve, I remember I was talking about high pressure sinking south, and I said, and you've got this air of high pressure and it's going to shit show. and I didn't laugh. I was like, don't laugh. And there was one night I was on the Jackie Bird and I was standing waiting to go near at the very last broadcast of the day, and that was like, at that point it was 20 to 11 at night. I was looking at the picture behind me, we have these Weather Watchers pictures, and I was thinking, how to describe that? Because I never know what I'm going to say until I start. And I looked at it and I thought, gosh, it reminds me of that programme my mum used to love, Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
Yes, yeah.
So, and I was thinking, that's quite neat, because a lot of our audience would remember that. Yeah, so I thought, thanks very much, Jackie. I said, and look at this lovely picture sent in by one of our weather watchers. It just puts you in mind of Dr. Finlay's Facebook. And Jackie started cracking up. And that was me all the way through. At one point I went, Jackie, stop laughing. All the way through, I was talking to the weather like this. And then at the end, Jackie's shaking her head and she's still laughing. And we've had a few laughs like that, you know.
There's nothing better than
good fun, you know. Yeah,
there's nothing better than live TV. Buzz you get from it.
Aye, that's good. Do you get to... So, do you send inputs? So, see how if there's like somebody in Ireland and all that, and yes. Go, I've got a good picture of a goat fell with snow on it. Yeah. Do you just want that?
They send it in through the weather watchers.
You wouldn't think of that.
You're surprising me with your line of questioning here, Grado.
No, because
the detail that you're going into here.
Sure. People are interested, aren't they?
No, I like to know because you just.
I'm surprised because I would not have known this of you.
I know, and I'm getting better at it.
No, but you're intrigued.
Become a weather watcher.
Aye. Well, I wouldn't say a weather watcher because who's saying that?
You
where I live,
join up, and I'll get you on here.
Would you be?
We're nodding again. Grado. There's Grado sent in this lovely
can
picture
I do that?
Of Templeton.
see how the lights are like out my side of my back doors. Hundreds of cows, not right. Uh-huh, I mean,
absolutely.
Cows as in.
I like animal pictures. Right. I use them a lot.
Right. So and like you can just see Aaron in the background and all. So.
So if you
see
send some pictures,
would you be with Parrot One?
Yes, of course, especially.
Send it to
me. Can we try and get it in the next week?
So if you've got a lovely sunset and some cows in a field,
can we do that?
Or a wee bit of rain or something,
Oh, let's do that. That'd be good, and then next week we can see if we've used it or not. Right, well, I'm off on Sunday. I'll be sitting out at the back door. I'll take about 40 pictures. You can pick.
So, Judith, this is a Football Daft podcast. I'm just curious, are you a fan of football?
Well, you know when you first meet somebody and you go, yeah, I love football. I did that with my husband.
Right.
So I'm now a Motherwell fan.
Oh!
I have been for donkey's years. We are Motherwell fans in our family. And I'll go to the occasional match. And I follow them. You know, I follow them to see how they're getting on. And I'm kind of... committed fan. I know my husband is a huge Motherwell fan, although I was born within a stone's throw of Tynecastle. So
were you?
Yeah, aye.
So was you brought up supporting the team?
No, not really. My dad was away at sea, my mum wouldn't have been known. Hearts
you're clearly aware of Tynecastle and everything that's in Gorgie Road.
Because a lot of the local kids went to Tiny.
That's right. Aye. Did you like Tiny?
No, I went to St Augustine's.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm Catholic.
No, you.
Am I allowed to say that? Roman Catholic. I sang for the Pope as well.
did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you?
Go on, John Paul.
John Paul. Ah, did young you? People of Scotland.
When he visited?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm, I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm learning something new about you.
School, yeah.
All right. How old would you have been then when you sang for the Pope?
I think I was about 14.
What did you sing?
I sang a hymn. And then we were at Murrayfield, then we went through to Bella Houston.
There's a programme just there, I thought, on BBC, you seen it, Inside the Vatican. I started watching it last night. It's quite interesting.
Is it?
And it's about opera singers that have came for... What are you looking at?
He's cultured. See, we would... You would be a terrific date because the conversation would flow.
Oh, there's nice.
So look at that.
Folk
talking about
a
Vatican culture. I love that. It means you've got, you know, an open mind. You're learning. You're prepared to sort of, you know...
Except anybody.
There's romance going on here. I'm looking for... Especially that you think I'm in my 30s.
Hey, I hope your man's not listening.
Oh, he's fine. No, he's away. He's inside.
Park?
No, I don't.
What, in the jail?
He works away.
All right.
Grader, you're smitten.
No, Judith's brilliant.
Smitten.
He's smitten. I can look at him.
No, Judith's great.
You don't want me to say cheerio, do you?
No, let's keep going. Did you actually put mayonnaise in your crackers and cheese?
I did. I like mayonnaise. I love it.
Do you like mayonnaise?
I do.
I actually think there's something in this with you two, because you're so opposite and so different, but also at the same time very alike.
Aye, we're alike.
It's quite weird, isn't it?
It's not weird.
But that's
natural.
Great.
No, but I look at it to you, I wouldn't put you two together. Not as in like a couple, but like as in friends and having similar likes and interests. Uh-huh. But it would appear as though you two are getting on like a house on fire.
Anyone that's watched the Vatican programme's a friend of mine.
No, you should get on it. I fell asleep during it, but I'm going to watch it tonight.
Right, Grado, you come and spend a week with me and I'll spend a week with you.
Let's do it. Bring the wains.
Let me ask you, Judith, do you like the attention that you get? No,
I'll
because
be honest,
you know, you're aware of it. You can't not be aware of it. I mean, guys absolutely adore you.
I'll get some weird ones.
Do you get weird tweets?
Yeah, a lot of, this is the most common one of late. It's been, so tell me about yourself.
Aye.
What am I going to say to that?
Aye.
You know? Have you ever had to block MD? I don't know.
Yeah, and pictures and things like that.
Oh, I can imagine.
I've been sent underwear. Yeah. Right, I'll be what
what's the address? What's the address?
And something, I also got sent a back massager, a massive one.
Oh,
what
right.
What could be the name of my name?
I gave it to my boss. I said, you might want to deal with this. So, do you know, it's really funny because actually I don't pay much attention to it because I'm really busy with my kids. But occasionally I see stuff. And do you know the best thing I like is when women talk to me? Because they, and I do, get, I have quite a lot of maybe DMs from women because I feel they don't see me as a threat. I'm one of them, and I am.
I'm
a sister. Yeah, I am a sister. I'm not, you know, I'm for women and, you know, and kind of support the sisterhood and all that. But when I do stumble across stuff, sometimes I laugh. I do look, obviously I glance through stuff every day. I have a quick look and reply to some things and whatnot. But, you know.
You just ignore the stuff.
And again, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a middle-aged mother of three. And that's how I see myself. You know, don't, you know, I'm well held in by a good pair of pants. I'm not under the slinky underwear. There's no slinky underwear underneath me. You know, so I would say that to the girls, you know.
I thought you said you got to say that to your tweeters.
You'll find out when you move in. You're hanging my washing up.
So, Judith, you've been doing the weather for a number of years now.
Uh-huh.
Any other big ambition for Judith Ralston? Because you've got a great sense of humour, got a great personality, got a great smile, you're lovely to be around.
Oh.
I think the thing that's going on here with you and Grade, I think there's something in that.
We could host a show together.
BBC producers could get involved with this.
It's funny because I'm so concentrating on the children and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And
how old are your kids?
17 and twins of 8.
Oh, really?
So,
a bit of a gap.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
So, no sex for all that time. It was my brother.
See, how honest is she? I love it.
My husband's birthday. Totally semen twins. Well, it was a result of a holiday night out, actually. So
we just tell it all. But you know, that's what happened. When we had two boys, I've got a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old. I've now got a 10-year-old. Why? Because I went to Paris for a weekend and we played a drink
game.
No,
we had a drinking game.
We had a drinking game and I woke up with just a pair of socks on. And then a couple of months down the road, Teresa says, I'm pregnant from that night out in Paris. And I wouldn't
I think it's common.
I wouldn't swap Josh for the world, but at the time it was a shock.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Oh, we just were so
excited. Yeah, because I lost the drinking game.
Right.
That's off to Mrs. Cameron.
So, yeah, because she wanted another child and I didn't. But, yeah, there you go.
It's
so
fucking funny. So
you've got twins.
I've got twins. And sadly, I lost a wee girl years ago. But she was a twin.
That was my second set of twins.
That's
so it's meant to be then, was it?
Yeah, it was. And my eldest boy's, he's now really an adult, you'll know yourself, and he's great fun, actually. We have a really good relationship.
A good laugh.
Yeah, he's turned into a great...
Here's the thing that I'm interested in, is that my older boys, because my wife doesn't look her age, and she's a good-looking woman, like yourself, Judith.
Thank you.
Does your son... He's clearly aware of the attention that you get. Is your son aware of it? Is he comfortable with it?
He's aware of it, yeah. Now, certainly.
Is he comfortable with that?
He is now. I think he's adult enough to kind of be...
He gets it's just a kid. Aye.
And he's now a bit
but
like...
But did he go through a wee while where he was like, Mom?
Well, yeah, Mom, stop talking to me, Mom. You know, you get embarrassed. And there was a few comments at school like, see your Ma. See your Ma when she's on the telly. And all this. Some older boys at school giving it. I turned on the Report in Scotland to watch your Ma. Material in the bank for weeks. I quote, unquote. So he's.
But that's true. That's exactly what happens with teenage boys. If you've got someone who's in the public eye and is going to be, yeah, and if you're a good looking man or woman, you're going to get that kind of thing at school.
This funny thing I have now is that I think my fan base is. The older generation says, my granddad loves you. It's all my uncle, my granddad, you know.
Judith Ralston, Scotland's premier weather presenter. It has been an absolute pleasure.
That was definitely one of my favourite guests.
You like that?
Aye.
Happy with that one, Grado?
Dynamite.
And you got it as well?
Dynamite.
Got
Dynamite.
It as well.
Well done, darling.
Thank you.
Judith, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
And it's now time for our Beer 52 match of the week. Congratulations to Rangers supporter Mikey Smith, who correctly guessed the 2-1 result in the Edinburgh Derby to win that case of beer. This week, our Beer 52 match of the week is Rangers versus Aberdeen. So to win, all you need to do is guess the correct score before midday on Saturday. Everybody that gets the right score will go into a draw to win the beer. And hey, it's easy to enter. You can enter by commenting on the link on the Football Daft Facebook page, or you can tweet your score to @footballdaft using the hashtag #FreeBeer on Twitter. Winners, you need to be 18 and over and stay in the UK.
You're not bad, actually, for a presenter. You're getting better.
I am. I was looking at you going, I can sense you going, you're doing no bad.
You're doing no bad, mate, because you've got better since we started this.
Well, always.
And I think one day you could actually sit here and actually present the show. So all you need to do is go to the website beer52.com/dad.
Aye, see, let me do it. All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/daft and we can sort out 8 beers if you just cover the £4.95 for the postage. And as an added bonus for the Football Daft listeners, you can get 2 extra free beers. Hey, so that's a total of 10 free beers. Your first box will be sent next day delivery. How tidy is that? Nae waiting about. And it will contain beer from all over Europe. It's a monthly subscription for the service, so the Beer 52 company, they're not going to hold you to ransom. You can leave at any time. You don't need to go through any hassle to try and stop it if you don't like the service, but I don't think you will dislike the service, because again, I tend to create a Beer 52 beers with me doing the train to London last week, and I tanned 3 or 4 of them and they were just delightful. So just go to www.beer52.com/staff to get your first case of the 10 beers for free. That's www.beer52.com/staff, and Ewan is raging because I'm getting fucking better than him at this.
That's it for the Football Daft Podcast with Ewan and Grado. Thank you so much for all our guests for appearing on the show today. Judith Ralston.
Brilliant.
She loves you.
Hey, do you know what? And we're going to work together. I just know it.
And thanks to the guys from Singing I'm No Billy. He's a Tim Part 2. It is still on tour. Check out the website for details if you want to get some tickets to go and see the guys. Also, thanks to the fans from Hearts and Hibs for coming on the show again to give us their opinions on the Edinburgh Derby. And before we go, thank you for listening, as we always do, and we appreciate your support. And we do love to hear from you. So if you could go onto the Apple Podcast site, if you listen to us on the Apple Podcast, drop us a review.
Right. So we can get one.
Whatever you think.
Or how you feel.
Yeah, how you feel. And we'll read it out on the show.
Right.
So we'll put your name down on it and we'll give you a wee shout out. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. So,
for example, one of the reviews here is from Bob Baldy's son. He gives us 5 stars. He says, great banter, worth a listen, folks. Get onto it or Grado will punch your lights out. Ha 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 ha. It's yourself. !! We then have a review from Kyle F97. He gives us a 1 star and he proclaims, these guys are two freaks. This podcast will give you cancer by listening to it. Kyle F97.
Don't say what you're going to say. He's no worth it, mate.
He's no worth it. He's mute.
Yeah.
We're muting you.
We're blocking you.
All right.
Grado.
You're not sure.
You couldn't help yourself. You couldn't help yourself. Grado, guess what? You've been daft.
You've been football. It's yourself. Remember that.
This is 4 Network.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.